Warranty Stone.
Yeah, is Amy in, please?
This is her.
Hey, Amy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Ruben at Cardiff. I'm doing well. It's busy, nonstop, never ending. Friday is always a fun day. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, yep.
So I wanted to thank you for reaching out to me. I would definitely like to help you guys. I want to go over how this loan works, take the time to walk you through the steps.
Okay.
And if it works, we can figure out a solution for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the most important thing is, just so I can understand, you guys have two bank accounts. Is that correct?
We have a payroll account and we have a regular business account.
Gotcha. Okay. So which one is for which? Oh, no. This one is for, I'm assuming, actually, I don't know the answer. So which account is it for operations?
The 1628, ending 1628.
Gotcha. Okay. So I guess the first question is about how much capital are you looking for right now? In a minimum and maximum scenario.
Maximum, there isn't one.
Okay.
Minimum, I mean, right now our issue is we've never gotten a loan before. We've been in business for 10 years.
Okay.
And we have never gotten any sort of bank loan.
Okay.
And we are getting into the point now where we're getting more and more overhead, more and more payroll, the busier we get. So we just need a little bit of a breathing room, a buffer.
Okay.
To say that we can, if, you know, we're waiting on checks to come in from customers, we've got that little bit of, you know,
okay,
room to live on. We don't necessarily need to go, not live on, but you know what I mean, like to thrive on. We don't necessarily need to go out and buy a product right now or anything like that. But on average, which you can see just from our bank statements, how much goes in and out. And that's just one person. This is, you know, we have one person mainly doing everything, and we have and two employees other than that. So, like, the masses, and we consider that a lot of money. By ourselves as a 3-4-employee company, we're doing, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. So,
what were you guys doing, like, 2 years ago? What were those numbers looking like?
We have grown almost $60,000 a year since we've been in business, like, in the past 4 years. But
so
we've been in business for 10.
So does that mean you were doing about $5,000 less per month, or is it $60,000 each year?
A year, yeah. It's,
okay.
Because we don't have a year a monthly average. I mean, we do have slow times. We do countertops. So there's, you know, and the summertime is our slowest time because people are spending their money to go to the beach, go on vacation, that sort of thing. Now we're in the point now where we're buying more and more product, and we've got more payroll because we're having to hire people in because the busier we are.
How do you get most of your customers?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. I am assuming you're not like a Lowe's or Home Depot fabricator, correct?
No. Nope.
I've heard there's no money in that, by the way.
Yeah, we've never even looked into it. We've, you know, kind of tried our hand, not even tried. We've looked at, like, the options of, like, doing, like, government funding and stuff like that, and we've just never pursued it because we didn't like the stipulations of it all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've never...
Well, I have a client in Michigan, just to jump in, who was doing $2 million a year, which is great, but now he does less than half of that, but he makes more money because he doesn't do that subcontract anymore. It just was
right.
Too much. It was basically, he was like, I can't make money, and why would I do this? Like, he's like, I don't, he said, I don't feed my kids based off my gross sales. I feed my kids based off my net income.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's, you know, as of right now, an average, one of our biggest things is, you know, we have to order our stone in. An average monthly stone bill for us is between $10,000 to $20,000, depending.
What kind of terms are you on with your stone suppliers?
30 days.
30 days. Do they give you guys discounts for paying early?
No.
Okay. They don't offer you like 2-10 net 30.
Nope.
If you gave them the money up front, do you think they'd be open to it?
What do you mean, gave?
So, like, let's say you order stone, right? So let's just say you order stone. You got 30 days to pay for it, correct?
Yes.
Who do you work with, like Bedrosian, or who's your supplier?
We have 4 different suppliers, like in the Maryland and West Virginia area.
Okay, so I'm saying if you went to your sales, you have sales reps that are there, correct? And I'm assuming they're constantly knocking on your door. Is that accurate?
No, our quartz suppliers, yes. Our granite suppliers, no. But yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying if you went to your quartz supplier and they're giving you 30 days to pay, correct? Mm-hmm. Once, and that's once the stone is delivered or once it's fabricated?
No, once it's delivered to us.
So I've actually spoken to a lot of customers, and sometimes it's the most of these suppliers, they know that they always give people 30-day terms because they know that their customers give them 30-day terms, or you sometimes, I'm sure, it takes you guys longer to track down money, and you can't hassle a customer because the more you hassle them, the more you strain the relationship, correct?
Right.
So, but a lot of the customers that I worked with actually have been very, very successful going to their suppliers and saying, hey, John, you sell us stone on a monthly basis. We pay you in 30 days. Question for you. The next time you sell me stone, like they deliver it, I give you a check. I actually give you the money when you deliver it. Will you cut me a discount? Now, sometimes that answer is, no, I do not care. It's 30 days or not. But some of my customers have actually found a way for them to save a lot of money. One of my clients saves about 5%. So it's kind of crazy, but one of my average clients, but this client especially, he basically orders stone. And it's more of a job basis, but the way that he ran the math was this. He went to his supplier and he said, hey, look, it takes him about 3 weeks to do a job. So he said, hey, look, and yes, he's ordering different things at different times, but we just used a month to be conservative. And so when we ran the numbers, he saves about 5% a month, but he's ordering every 3 weeks. And so he was able to turn about a $10,000 sale into about a $9,500 sale, which it's not making anyone rich or poor. It's $500.
Yeah,
but when you really add up the math, over a year, he's paying back 500 times 12. He's saving $6,000 just by prepaying someone $10,000. When you look at it, it's almost like mental gymnastics. It's because of how many times he's doing it. If you're doing it once per year, there's nothing there. But it's the idea of you paying this thing up front actually enables massive savings. And so one thing I always encourage you to do is after our call, reach out to your quartz suppliers, reach out to whoever you work with and just ask them, hey, look, if we give you guys a check up front, will it enable us to save? And the reason why is when we go over loan amounts, it might be something where you're going to figure out three things. The first thing you're going to figure out is the money is 0 or 30. It doesn't matter when we pay. The second thing is you might get a 1 or 2% discount, or you might get a 5, 6% discount. And if you get anything really above 3, 4%, when you actually look at it, if you're ordering stone each month, you save $400 a month, 12 months, that's $4,800. And that really translates to, if you can get an extra $10,000, you can save $4,800 a year. It's a really awesome opportunity. But it just sounds like to me right now, the overall idea is this is, you're just growing and you're growing pretty fast. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're outgrowing ourselves pretty much.
Okay. So what I want to walk you through is how this loan will work. And you might get an email from me later today just to ask for a current application on file. I would just need your husband to sign and date it because he actually, the business is 100% legally under his name, correct?
Correct. Yep.
So the only thing I'm going to ask for is a current signed application for one of the programs we have and also your tax return. I do not care what the numbers look like on your tax return, by the way. I just use it to verify it's a functioning business and that he owns the business. That's it.
Okay.
So if there's losses, don't be scared. No big deal for us. So here's how the loan works. We're going to get you approved on Monday for the max loan amount. Based on what I'm seeing, I want to do realistic ideas for you. You're going to probably see a loan approval around 25 to potentially 50 grand. Now, the way this loan is repaid, and I'm going to do the longest term available for you and then work backwards. So the way this loan works is it's a micro payment. So rather than you paying the money, we would wire the money into your account, and then rather than you paying each month, the loan is based on your cash flow. And so you'll have either a small daily fixed payment, that means 21 business days per month, no weekends, no bank holidays, so Monday through Friday, excluding bank holidays, you'll have a fixed payment come out, or once per week. Now, the loan will grow as you grow. Once you're halfway into the loan, you have the option to apply for more funding. It's called a renewal. So if you do, say, a 12-month term, once you're 6 months in, you can apply for more money. Once you're, if you do an 18-month loan, it's 9 months and so on and so forth. But realistically, we should have final numbers Monday. If things work out, we can get you documents out Monday and fund the loan Monday. It generally funds the same day documents are signed. There's no vendor to pay, so it's wired directly into your business bank account.
Okay.
So you're looking at, like I said, 25 to 50, maybe 60 on the high end. But what I'd also encourage you to do is reach out to your suppliers and actually ask them, and it's just my opinion. You might be surprised what some of these guys say, and there might be a hidden savings there for you.
Okay. All right.
Other than that, what's the weekend plan?
Yeah, football. Football. Our son plays football, so that's our plan. We are going to, we're going to have to go over some things here. Like, I just want to give him an idea. But, like, as you're saying, you know, it's a Monday through Friday. You're saying it's a 21-day, you know, payment plan is what
Correct.
You're saying. Like, okay, so if just so I could just kind of guesstimate, like, just so I can give him some numbers. Say we do the $50,000.
Yeah.
So what kind of payment would that be then?
Okay. That's on the high end, and it's hard for me to, like, throw out numbers, but I can quote you, but you can't hold me to it, okay?
Yeah, you know that.
So if you did a $50,000 loan, the most important thing is never stressing your cash flow. So a $20,000 loan might be appropriate for a nine-month term. There's no way we're going to do a $50,000 over this because the payment's just to be too high. So if we did a $50,000 loan over, say, an 18-month period, the daily payment on that would be about $185 a day.
Okay. And then you're saying that a fixed payment would come out how often?
That'd be 21 business days per month. So Monday through Friday.
You would pull daily?
Yes.
Okay, daily.
Or weekly. We have both options. Actually, the most popular is daily, but if we can offer both, we'll offer both, and then you can decide.
Okay.
But what I'll do is I'm not going to overwhelm you with options. I'm sure it's like when you go to a customer, if you give them 500 options, their head will spin. I'll give you a few basic options on what I think is a great deal for you on different term lengths and different loan amounts. You give me your feedback, and if it all works, we find you guys Monday. And just
okay.
So you know, the loan goes underneath your business credit, so the loan won't have any debt effect on your personal credit, just like your equipment agreement. So it won't show up as like a debt obligation when you go to buy a car, or do a house, or get a check from a vendor. It's only going under the business.
Okay. All right. I'm making notes here.
No worries. And then you'll get an email from me probably within the next hour.
Okay. And then do you just need me to, I think I have it, but can I fax over, what's your fax number?
888.
Okay.
234. 0177. So can you read that back to me?
Yep, 888-234-0177.
Yeah. So give me a second here.
That way I can, for the tax thing, I can just...
Yeah, and you'll get an email from me in the next, say, 20 minutes, if not maybe 30 at most. Are you looking for any other equipment at this time?
Not at the moment. We're throwing some ideas around, but our main thing is we want to get some cash flow.
Yeah, you can do that.
First.
Do you have any questions on the equipment? I mean, I do this equipment all day long, so I'm more than happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Not offhand. We were toying around about he needs a new forklift, but I think he was kind of holding off on that until we want to get, like, just, like, because, you know, our stone bills are getting so high on us, like, we just want to get a handle on those before we commit. Like,
because you have so many more projects going on at once, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's just not one. It's not one bill. It's you've got five different projects in five different phases. I'm used to that.
Yep.
No big deal.
Yep.
So it's no big deal at all. I'm looking forward to making this happen. Please look out for my email, and we hope to get this wrapped up Monday.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.